As more and more colleges opt to hold classes online this fall, some students and their families are wondering whether the price tag will be worth it. While a few colleges, like Williams College in Massachusetts, have cut tuition by 15% in Williams' case, most are charging the same, and some, like NYU and the University of Missouri, are actually increasing prices. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, first of all, it's not exactly clear what all the schools are going to be doing, right? We know Harvard and the University of California system, for example, are going to hold all the classes online this fall, but do we have a sense of what other schools are doing?
Well, it's been all over the place, and it continues to evolve. It looks like the most popular format that college will take is some hybrid model. So some online, some in class, some changing the academic calendar. For example, maybe instead of two semesters, you have three trimesters. And what's clear also is that these plans could shift pretty dramatically, especially in those regions where we've seen the virus pick up dramatically. So a lot of plans were announced a few months ago, still changing up to this moment.
So if you have a hybrid model, or if you have an online-only model, or if you have a model where the students come in until Thanksgiving and then they go home instead of coming back for the rest of the semester, how are they justifying the fact that prices should either stay the same or even go up?
God bless them, that this is like the college mantra. I don't know. I think this is a head scratcher. When I saw that tuition was going up, as you mentioned, at NYU or in other areas, in other colleges, it was really mind blowing to me, especially considering that what they are basically saying is the college experience, this amazing ivory tower type of experience, which, you know, is a little overblown, let's be honest, for anyone who's gone through it, is about being there, being part of a campus life, being with your colleagues, being with your cohort, talking to your professors. Well, that's not happening. So I don't really understand why they're saying it, except for this. They make a funny economic argument. They'll say, well, we need to charge you tuition because that if you don't, we don't charge you tuition, we can't actually have a big endowment. We can't have you finance other people who are on financial aid. And the answer is pretty clear. Just admit more people. What's the big deal? If you're going to be in an online hybrid model, you can actually increase your enrollment. What's the big deal? I don't get it.
You know, a lot of people won't be paying right up front for their tuition. They'll be taking on student debt. We've got 44 million Americans in this country owing about $1.6 trillion right now, roughly equal to Russia's entire GDP. Jill, do you think that this new reality is going to change the thinking at all on how much debt is worth going into for a college degree and what might be done about all that debt?
Well, I think the problem with college debt is that we have sold the American public on the idea, which is true, that a college degree will help you earn more money over your work life. And it is true, the data will actually confirm that. But what we haven't done is actually said, well, if you actually are making more money, but you're paying to finance all that debt, does it really make sense? I think that there could be a change in the political winds if Joe Biden were to win, but it's still a tough battle. I don't think that there's going to be wholesale excitement around, oh, let's just release $1.6 trillion in debt. And yet we have to be smarter until the system does change about how families accumulate this debt. Please be careful out there, gang. Try not to go crazy here.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thank you.
Great to be with you.